Live.
Still no commission on the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico. You know, we are now heading into day 65. One aspect of the spill that we've talked about a ton on this show is all the rumors and disinformation. Can you imagine what that's doing to the people in the fishing business when it comes to shrimp, fish, and other seafood? This has to be dangerous. They're making their living, for goodness sake, this way. And I understand a lot of it is exaggerated because some of the people are afraid to eat the seafood coming out of the Gulf states, states like Louisiana. And it is absolutely knocking businesses on their heels. So what's the real story? For that, we turn to someone who knows all about the seafood from that great state in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Chef Kelly Williams. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing tonight?
I got to tell you, I love the people in your neck of the woods in Louisiana. Great food, great people. Baton Rouge and all the way down to New Orleans.
I love it. New Orleans. Have you been down to the coast before? All right, the most beautiful wetlands where the seafood is coming from.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. And I've had many an incredible dish or two in my time. Let me ask you this. First of all, before we dive into the whole seafood thing, as somebody, you know, who is there, is living there, what's this been like for you to go through this? I said it was day 65.
You know, it's so disheartening because it's a culture here. You know, in South Louisiana, the seafood, oysters, shrimp, it's just part of life. You know, how many people don't have a friend and they've got their crab traps and on Sundays you go grab them and, you know, it's just part of life here. As well as, you know, we're not a huge metropolis, so your cousins and your family are fishermen that are just 2 hours away outside of Houma and they shrimp for a living. And to see what people are going through, it's just terrible. It's just terrible and very sad.
Oh, absolutely. And all of us feel the same way. How much is business down from your point of view, from what you've seen, for the guys who fish, the women who fish, and how frustrating is it to you when you read or hear the stories that you know are exaggerated?
Well, I'll tell you, definitely the seafood is less. I was told just today a third of the shrimp is being harvested. And, you know, it's so sad. It's just so sad. But there's lots of shrimp out there. There's lots of the fin fish, 100% is being harvested. And I understand that people have got to be scared. You look on the news and you see that giant dark cloud, you know, so scary sitting there, and do know that the waters they're allowing people to fish in are even larger than that. But 70% of the Louisiana coast in itself is still open for fishing. And, you know, most of everything that is closed off is going to be more towards the east. But even those fishermen, even though they have to work harder to get it, can still get out and get fish. And it's been tested, and for all we know, what you're getting in your restaurants, in your markets, if it's from the Gulf, it is good to go. And I just hope everybody, you know, takes this the next step and just realizes if you do go and you see something in your market from the Gulf, please get it. You know, you are saving families' lives and just a way of life and a culture here in Louisiana.
Yeah, it's funny you say those numbers, like 70% of the waters are open for shrimping and whatnot. It's the complete opposite of what you really feel like it is when you see it. It seems more like 10%, and so it shows you how the perception is reality when you're just listening and seeing the pictures. That's what's happening, don't you think?
It is, and, you know, I was talking to some people earlier today. Yeah, I work with a Creole company called Tony Sachery's, and so we get to sort of have the buzz with all of the foodies around here. And they were saying almost we had to have so much negative press in the beginning so that we catch people's attention, because it was a long time coming before anything was really happening down here. But now we need to get the right message out there. And, you know, it's still the most succulent and wonderful seafood that there is. If you plan on vacationing in Florida, know that grouper that's being caught, you know, put it on the barbecue, beautiful little, you know, lemon and Creole seasoning on there, and you've got something wonderful. Don't be scared. Get it. Let those fishermen know that we, you know, support them. You know, fishing is one of those things like firemen where it's multi-generational, And especially for these oyster fishermen, I don't know if you've seen on, you know, how sad it is for the oyster fishermen. They are really, really hurting. And you'll find the oyster fishermen, their great-grandfather was an oyster fisherman. This is what they have always known to do. So, you know, it's tough. It's tough. Now, do you personally eat oysters on the half shell?
Oh, are you kidding? I eat everything. if it's not moving, I'm eating it when it comes to seafood. Absolutely. I'm all about the oysters.
If you see it on the half shell and they're from the Gulf, eat them up because, you know, that's the one thing that's really hard to find. Even if you're in New Orleans, on the phone today, down in New Orleans, the biggest oyster house is right there. You know, you may have it one day, but you may not have it the next. So just know, you know, it's not something you can throw in a freezer. I mean, fish should be eaten fresh. It's wonderful. So, you know, just keep it in mind. Mm. Enjoy what you have and
no kidding.
And enjoy.
You know, Kelly, it's interesting you're talking about how, especially with the guys, the oyster fishermen, how it's handed down. It's generation after generation. Well,
yeah.
You're a chef. Was that handed down to you or just did you go in a different direction than the rest of the family?
Oh, man, I don't know. It's sort of something that became in my blood. And, you know, here it's so funny because everybody cooks. I don't know a single man that doesn't cook. And my friends, you know, up north or out in the west, they're like, I can't get any of the men to cook in our house. And everyone in Louisiana pretty much grows up cooking. And so from a young age, you get in the kitchen. Now, I was a chef also around the country, but the culture of Louisiana is so precious and so fantastic that, you know, I had to come back. You know, I've got to raise kids and be part of this culture, from music and food and everything. It's wonderful.
Yeah. And, you know, there are a lot of people that are doing benefits for the Gulf Coast. Larry King did a telethon.
I know.
And Jimmy
it's
Buffett's
awesome seeing
doing
all
something.
Of the entertainers, especially in the music industry, because we do have so much great music here. And people are really starting to just spread that word, and we just love it. We just love it.
All right. So Kelly Williams says, "Eat the fish, eat the oysters, eat it all." That it's and certainly that's the other part of this. And you gave out some of those numbers. So the areas that wouldn't be good are completely blocked off.
Yeah, they're blocked off by booms. You know, those are those big, you know, long.
Sure.
Buoy-like things or the booms. And a lot of the fishermen are actually being employed now to lay them out. And so for them to get to the waters, they have to go around this or they have to try and get around to it. And it's very much regulated. And do know, guys, that the seafood is being tested daily more than it ever has, ever before. And people should know that, you know, if it's getting into your market and into your restaurant, then it is safe. So, and the fishermen are working harder for the money. So, you know, you got to keep that in mind as well.
Yeah, and a lot of that seafood, too, and you mentioned it, you know, we have listeners all over the United States, in Connecticut, for example, and Illinois and Missouri, all over the place. And a lot of the fish from the Gulf Coast does go up north. People think it's
only
in the south, but that's not true.
That, you know, they're fishermen throughout, and but what people should know is that Gulf seafood is everywhere. You know, this is the tuna, the mahi, this is the wahoo. I know lemonfish right now is real big in all the New York restaurants. People are talking about it, triple tail. You know, these are all the deep Gulf fish, and they're being shipped all over the country.
All right, so eat the fish. Kelly Williams, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Come on down here sometime and eat.
Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats, aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Dooble will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Ah, so check it out. Christie's sells a Picasso for $51.2 million. Who has that kind of money laying around? That's crazy. It was a Picasso from 1903. But 16 of the 62 paintings that were on sale at the Christie's auction, I wouldn't say they were on sale, they were up for grabs, went unsold. How about that? Even a water lily, one of the Monets, didn't sell. What a way to introduce our next guest, the guru of all things collectible, Harry Rinker. You can ask Harry about your stuff, even if you have a Picasso, 800-259-5791. You know those numbers, 800-259-5791. He's only here for this segment, so you want to jump in and get a piece of the action. Hey, Harry, how are you?
Listen, we're doing great. We don't have trophy wives anymore. We have trophy paintings.
That's crazy. 51.2
million. Well, yeah, but yesterday it was 53.
Oof.
53 from an A.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
53 million. I mean, this is not a record.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday, another piece went for 53 million. I saved the paper because they talk about them as trophy paintings. I mean, it's just the thing about it. These are commodities. These are commodities that we have now. I mean, seriously, they are not works of art anymore. And they are trophies. And this, whether you apply this concept of trophy to paintings or firearms or duck decoys or coins, where we have $3 million coins these days, nickels, American nickels that are worth $3 million. I mean, it just, you get the feeling that this isn't collecting like we know it, like it's, you know, what's left for the average guy?
Yeah, the average guy is drowned out.
Save those state quarters. They'll only be worth a quarter, but they'll always be worth a quarter.
Yeah, speaking of that, the quarters were so popular, then they were going from the state quarters, there was something else they were doing.
Well, then they did the Jefferson nickel series, and then they did the Lincoln penny series.
Yeah.
And, you know, too much of a good thing, who cares?
Right, so it was more exciting, I guess, when it was just the state.
Well, the state quarter series, and the presidential dollar series too. I mean,
yeah,
we've got series out the gazoo right now.
Yeah, I have I have the dollar series, by the way. I have those.
Well, see, but what happened is, yep, there was a fascination with that. Everybody got involved with it. They were collecting the different ones. But you know what? They don't understand if you take them out of pocket change, they're not of any value. In fact, sure. not have any value if you touch them. Because,
right.
you know, unless they're untouched by human hands and high graded and all the rest of this stuff. And then everybody saved them, of course. And I have to tell you, it just, I just did a thing about these coins and a lot of this stuff, because of gold. There's so much emphasis these days on gold and gold bullion.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, fine. The Cougarans are back and the Chinese pandas are back, but they're selling at a premium over their gold value. And that's what people don't understand. They look at all the prices jumping around for some of these gold coins, and they say, oh, my goodness, you know, that's great. They're going up in value regularly, but they're going up with a bullion value. When the bullion value collapses, you can forget the whole business with the gold, with the ordinary gold coins. On the other hand, they have all this graded stuff, you know, coins grade to MS-70, although 65 used to be the old standard grade, but now they have these super sophisticated grades between 65 and 70. And, you know, you get some of the real early examples where there's only a few known, and by gosh, you know, they will go in the millions of dollars, or at least high hundreds of thousands. And people are just spending money recklessly. It's like it was back in the 1980s, the early 1980s, when everybody just thought that there was a time when there was no end to this stuff, that, you know, that whatever one person paid, somebody else will pay. Well, you know, who the smart guy is on this? Frank Lloyd Webber, right? He sold to Picasso.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got the money. Now the guy is stuck with getting more than he paid for it.
Right, exactly.
And okay, it's a trophy, and maybe, just maybe, when he goes to sell it the next time, just maybe.
He gets more.
Maybe not. And what happened was, when we had the last big craze like this, you know, these people put their paintings up for sale, but they required reserves, you know, a price at which the painting would not sell.
Right.
And so, you know, you look at the auction, and you mentioned this at the top of the thing, you know, the sell-through rate was not terrific. The sell-through rate was really bad on that sale. Okay, 16 didn't sell, right?
Right.
16 didn't sell. That meant the auction house way overestimated their potential value of the field. But also what they probably did is, these may have been middle range or lesser lights for these guys. And so you have this thing where these things that are considered trophies, the very best of the best. I mean, we used to have a concept called ultimate unit, the top 5 or 10 things in every category that, you know, that collectors would buy and sell. But now they've added this designation on top of it, and the only thing that defines it is money.
Exactly.
I mean, seriously, the only thing that defines it is money.
Yeah, that's exactly the common denominator.
It's incredible.
It is. It blew my mind when I read that story. I was like, wow, unbelievable. Harry, we've got a caller that's waiting
in the
wings.
All right, here we go. Let's do this.
We've got Nick listening to us in Michigan. Hello, Nick.
Hey, hi, Nick. What you got?
Hi, question about World War II spotter cards, playing cards of aircraft silhouettes.
Yeah, do you have the full set?
I think so.
Yeah, they'll sell for $50 to $75.
Okay, just was always curious.
It a lot will depend on the set. It has to be complete. There were different types of sets. You know, 35, 45 would be the low end. But I think there's enough interest in those cards yet that they'll still sell up there. The ones you wish you had were the little metal models. They used to have little metal models of planes in a box and little metal models of ships in a box. Those things go in the middle hundreds of bucks.
Mm.
Okay, yeah, this is in the back. North American B-25 has got an example, U.S. Army.
Right. This is where... you get yourself in a situation where you get some fun stuff out there. It was really kind of ridiculous. They were training these things probably belonged to somebody who was a civilian air spotter. And the thing about it was that neither the Japanese or Germans had an aircraft carrier that could get planes close enough to reach the U.S. So especially if you're in Michigan, you don't need spotter cards for enemy planes.
Actually,
in World War II.
Yeah, I can tell you where they came from. It was in my uncle's estate. He served, he was at Alameda during World War II.
Oh, okay. All right. So he was off California. And the Japanese did have aircraft carriers.
Yeah.
But they never had them close enough to launch them to the U.S.
Yeah.
But, right. my dad was in Baltimore at the time. And, And you know, this was considered great morale for the U.S., you know, getting everybody to turn their lights out and all the rest of this type of stuff. Now, you did have on the West Coast, you should have given them some submarine cards, because you did have a couple of Japanese submarines that got close enough to launch a few secret guys. What, they burned some forest up in Washington and a few other things? But wow. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Hey, Nick, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank Nick for his call. We want to remind you, too, if you do have a question about antiques and collectibles and we don't get to it here on the air, give us a call or give us an email. My email is harrylrinker@aol.com, HARRYLRINKER, harrylrinker@aol.com. Listen your email. I listen to you on America Tonight with Kate Delaney, and we'll put it in the America Tonight mailbag, and that way we'll be able to answer it here on one of my upcoming appearances. I'm here with Kate on the second and fourth Thursday of every month at this time.
Yeah, and I got a question from Anne. She emailed me a couple weeks ago asking about costume jewelry. Was there any worth to that?
Oh, yes, but it all depends on the type. There's good stuff and bad stuff, and as you can imagine. And with costume jewelry, look at the back, several things. First, the name is important. If it's not marked, it can have some value aesthetically, but the chances are, look to see if it's marked first. Second of all, look for sets. Earrings, necklace, matching bracelet, bracelet earrings, necklace earrings, that type of thing. That often adds value. Name is the most important thing. Figural pins are hot. You know, anything figural in costume jewelry, whether it's a Christmas tree or a bird, often brings a little bit more money.
All right, that's great advice. And we are out of time, so hit the mailbag, like Harry said. And if people want to listen to your show, tell them how they can listen.
Well, listen, they can do the same thing that we do here. They can go to GCNlive.com on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 Eastern, 7 to 9 Central, 6 to 8 Mountain, 5 to 7 Pacific, and just click on the show that's on the air. We're on Channel 1 at that time. And just give us a tune in. We're getting a heck of a internet listening audience, as I'm sure you are too, Kate, on Sunday morning. So that's exciting.
I think it's exciting, too. The network is growing by leaps and bounds. It's fun to be a part of it, no doubt. Thank you so much, Harry. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Be well, kid.
You too.
Go
Harry
Rinker.
The second,
go USA.
Go USA. Second and fourth week, as he said, of the month. So remember that when you want to call in with stuff like Nick did about the spotter cards. I think it's fascinating to hear how he runs through things. Coming up on the flip side, we've only scratched the surface. Odds and ends next.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes.
All right, stopping odds and ends. Boy, we have a lot of things we're going to jump to quickly. I think of interest that you might not know happened during the day. So let's do that. You know about the Petraeus deal. He was a surprising choice, but you could say he was the obvious choice since he was in charge. And really, he's the one who sold the crystal that he was, that McChrystal was the right guy to put in place. I'm not surprised the president would turn around and say, well, you're the guy, so you got to clean this up. You do it. And he's well-liked and well-respected. I think the folks in Afghanistan, at least, the Karzai contingent, for what it's worth, riddled with corruption, certainly they like Petraeus. But are they going to bite the hand that feeds them? It is a smoother transition, I believe. But what ultimately now is the strategy? How is that tweaked? Because what was happening with McChrystal's strategy, it wasn't working. The idea of the over-the-top negotiations, the hands are tied, rules of engagement, will that be tweaked somehow by Petraeus? I would have to think so. Because if this is his charge, and, you know, you're the scapegoat, you're the guy, you're either the hero or the scapegoat, and there's no in-between when it comes to war. So now Petraeus is charged with that. I got to think we're going to hear some different things happening concerning Afghanistan and the way to continue there. Maybe there would be continuation of some of the platforms, but overall, I'm thinking it's getting tweaked. Since the people on the Hill aren't happy, and there's been a lot of casualties lately, I think something's going to change there. And, of course, our guys are sitting ducks with these snipers, the most ridiculous thing ever. All right, this also is part of odds and ends and would get lost in the sauce, but it is significant. Australia has its first female prime minister. First female prime minister, really. This was a 48-year-old Julia Gillard who toppled the current PM, Kevin Rudd. They say it was a big leadership challenge, and it was just as stunning as you can imagine. And the new prime minister is actually Welsh-born, but had some popularity. And Australia, if you know anything about Australia, where the men are men, even though they put shrimp on the barbies, that's a big deal. That's got to be a massive glass ceiling. So Kevin Rudd bows to the pressure, and that's what they're calling it, too, basically standing down. And the deputy PM, Julia Gillard, is the one who takes over, and that is pretty significant when it comes to that country. So another country has a woman leader. Somebody said to me today, some smart-alecky French guy I know was talking to me, well, your country, when will you ever have a woman that will be elected president? I said, hey, listen, we have a woman as Secretary of State, and if they're qualified, fine. I think most of you in this audience, when we talked about it, if you thought the right woman was there, I think you'd vote for the right woman. A lot of people didn't think Hillary Clinton was the right woman, and perhaps that was why. But I think we'll have a woman leader eventually. I may be dead, but we'll have one eventually. Other odds and ends of more significance, although that was pretty interesting historical note. Things that you might have missed during the day include the fact that the House Dems cut $7 billion from the Obama budget. Okay, $7 billion. And this is because of this whole deficit thing. Now there's, like, massive pressure to do something about this. And they're talking about it's the way to pass a short-term budget plan and to cut deeper into the freeze of the operating budgets of a lot of the agencies. Government jobs, duck and cover, baby. That's what that means. Really, the cuts amount to less than 1% of the $1.1 trillion proposed for agency budgets, and that's funded every year. The next fiscal year, you know how that runs. It starts in October. So across the Capitol, everybody was scurrying around to find a place to sit in their corner like little mice looking for the piece of cheese. They're moving fast and furiously to cut billions of bucks from kind of a grab bag, that's what they call it, grab bag measure to extend the unemployment benefits. That's part of the problem. And provide some money to state governments because we see places like California drowning big time. And then to push tax breaks by some of the business lobbyists for the small business lobby, the guys with the small business businesses especially, that's what the lobbyists were angling for. I think that's a good thing. But anyway, the $7 billion slice would look nice for Obama because he's trying to – that deficit is like swinging over his head like a sword ready to come down. We're all furious over that, and we know ultimately what it means. This is what we keep seeing. Spend, 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 tax and spend, tax and spend. And, you know, not too many of us agree with that philosophy because you see where it gets you, and the answer is it just gets you further and further down the road you don't want to be in. And I already mentioned this, too, about the labor department. I will label the labor department, and the fact that they're helping illegals with job problems. This is the most stunning thing that I've heard in the last couple of weeks. So I'm in the country illegally. I'm starting to struggle because, man, I think the guy's ripping me off, frankly. I'm working for someone domestically. I'm working on a construction crew. I'm picking fruit somewhere, and I'm furious because I'm getting shortchanged. So, of course, I call the labor department. They've got assistance that you and I are paying for to help me work through my problem, right? Yeah, that's how you can help me. Because I'm really not getting minimum wage, and I really don't get overtime, but, hey, I'm not really on the books. And what they're saying at the Labor Department is you work hard, you have the right to be paid fairly. And this is a serious problem when workers in this country aren't being paid every cent that they earn. Okay. And they also go on to say pretty much, remember, every worker in America has the right to be paid fairly, whether documented or not. And these are public service announcements that are posted on the department's website. If you go to the website, the Labor Department's website, you'll see what I'm talking about. I mean, this is stunning. Everybody has the right to be paid fairly, whether documented or not. I don't know. Do you agree with what the Labor Department's doing? 800-259-5791. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. It is just unbelievable that the United States government is suing a state because it is cracking down on illegals. I mean, in other words, it's suing a state
right.
that's trying to prosecute something illegal. So
I know.
I'm wondering if Arizona shouldn't just, so that they don't get in trouble with the attorney general, legalize everything, because apparently if you prosecute criminals, it's against the law now. So they should legalize murder and rape and you know, thievery and right? Because it's unbelievable, you know. It's just some sort of illness, you know?
It's a waste of money is what it is, and time, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and today, you know, I don't know where I heard the word Harry Potter, but I got this image of Barack Harry Potter Obama, because, like last year, he was throwing a little spell out. It was called Betray Us, you know? Betray Us. And now he's throwing out Petraeus, you know? He's using the same stick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, last year they hated him. You know, this year he is their savior.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but I don't think he's in very good health. I mean, I think he had prostate cancer surgery or something like that, and then the other day he fainted in some congressional hearing.
Yeah, he did from jet lag.
Yeah, so... Yeah, it just seems to me that the whole United States is looking like that oil spill, you know? It just keeps getting worse and worse, and the more they try to cap it, the more things break down, and the more the bigger the hole gets, and the more crap comes out of it. Oh, my goodness.
I love that analogy. That is a brilliant analogy. It is. You're right. It's like that. Okay, who can we go to? Petraeus, it's your fault now. Screw it. You liked him. You were in charge. Put him in there.
Okay, tell me now. I want you to tell all the millions of people that listen right now exactly where you were, how you were, what you were doing when the United States scored that goal.
When the United States scored the goal today. I was sitting on my couch with my gym shorts on and a very bleary-eyed, tired, and a giant cup of coffee, and just, you had to peel me off the ceiling. I was so excited.
You didn't spill the coffee, did you?
I did, all over my floor, but luckily it's a floor and not a carpet.
I tell you, man, this United States team, I heard that they have scored in this listen, the last 4 years or something, twice as many goals and from the 80th minute on than any other team in the world.
I know. Isn't that crazy? It was so exciting. I mean, that injury time goal, because that's what it was, those extra minutes, just 3.5 minutes left in the World Cup. It was incredible. And another goal was disallowed. Ridiculous. In fact, we'll talk about that on the flip side. Tomas, always fun talking to you. Thanks for the call. Hang with us.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now. For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off of all Mountain House case lots. And that includes free shipping. Go to readymaderesources.com. See the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Yes, there is a catch. This 25% off of case lots only lasts through June 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends June 30th. It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Johnny, angry Johnny, this is Jezebel in hell. I wanna kill you, I wanna blow you.
So I was blown away by Team USA. And admittedly, I'm not a soccer fan. I mean, I'm kicking and screaming. That's how I'm getting into the soccer thing. But I am all about the red, white, and blue, and I really feel it. I love seeing those kids that are there in South Africa wrapped in the flags. Bill Clinton was there. He was excited. But it was good to see the representation and so many people that from the United States that were able to find themselves in South Africa. And could have been pretty disappointed because this was a really hairy, carry thing that happened at the end of that game against Algeria that kept them alive. Otherwise, they would be out of the World Cup now to the round of 16. We're going to talk about that in just a second and let you hear what Landon Donovan had to say. But quickly, because I was just talking about the Labor Department and how ridiculous that is, that you call it the Labor Department and you go to the website and you can be in the country illegally and complain about how you're getting ripped off by the guy you're working for. Now, if I'm under the wire in Mexico or Ireland or Spain or someplace else, is there a place I can go to register my complaints? I don't like the guy that I'm working for who's paying me under the table or who's paying me a paycheck knowing full well that my papers are doctored up. So I would put that as one of the blunders of the day. If you go to AmericaTonight.net and you click on features, it's like a rogues gallery. I was looking through it today just for fun. If you go through it, I have a deal called Blunder of the Day. And it's, you know, everything from the matador in Mexico who jumped out of the ring and ran away pretty much saying, I can't do this. I don't have the colonies for this anymore. It's a crazy story. And then the nutty deal lately in the NFL where you got Vince Young, who finally has his head together, has his starting gig back in Tennessee, and he decides he's going to hang out at the strip club because I'm sure he won't get into trouble there. The problem with these guys is, these NFL guys, is everybody wants a piece of them. And if they're in a place like that, it's a perfect setup. It's a perfect setup for them to take the fall. And then there's the crazy story in the Twin Cities where the mothership is in Minneapolis that they want to do away with ladies' nights. Yeah, what's wrong with ladies' nights? That's just a little promotion, right? I think since I've been a kid, there's been ladies' nights. There was the whole thing with the beer company where they made the guys dress up as women because they wanted to get in and get the cheap beer. You remember that? I can't remember if it was Bud or Miller or Coors or who it was, but it was so clever. So, truly, and I checked on this as a follow-up, the Minnesota Department of Human Rights, they're filing a gender discrimination charge against five of the bars in the Twin Cities because they say gender-based pricing violates the Human Rights Act. So they may end up doing away with ladies' night. And who knows, maybe other cities will follow suit. I don't know, guys. Do you think you're being discriminated upon? And of course, in those crazy gate crashers at the White House who found themselves in the position to get into the state dinner, and actually the Salehis who actually got their picture taken with Barack Obama, that was nutty. And they did that back in November. So, yeah, I wrote in the blunder of the day that the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and, you know, this pretty much verifies that because they pretty much a lot of egg on a lot of people's faces, including the Secret Service, but they got through, crashed it, and now that couple is going to be on the Real Housewives of D.C. Please. So that's the Rogues Gallery. There's a whole bunch of other things, too. I would have put the Labor Department there, and I probably will when we get off the air. I'll probably throw them on the list as well. But let's get back to Team USA. I mean, seriously. These guys are unbelievable. A referee took a win away from them last week, and absolutely, it was a bogus call on the free kick last week against Slovenia. And now a linesman disallows another goal. So this happened in this game against Albania. I mean, over and over again, they're getting slammed. Everything goes against them, but they find a way to win. So there's just 3.5 minutes left in their World Cup. Just that much time, and that's why I think I was on the edge of my seat. I thought, oh, this is brutal. They're going to lose this, and they're done. But one of the most stunning turnarounds in World Cup history. Landon Donovan scores on it was lightning fast. And this is what I like to see, too. This is my problem with soccer. It's so slow. So, I mean, they were so fast in this counterattack. 45 seconds into 4 minutes of injury time. And it was probably one of the best late game moments in American soccer. The U.S. beats Algeria 1-0, reaches the World Cup second round, 16 teams left. One of them is the United States of America. And here's what Landon Donovan had to say at the end of the game.
They were pushing a lot to try to score. We had to take some risks. Our guys in the back did a great job. I got the ball, got it to Josie, made a good run. Clint made a good run in the middle, and the ball fell to me, and time kind of stopped, and can't miss from there. Like I said last week, we embody what Americans are about. We can moan about it, or we can get on with it, and we kept going, and we believe, man. People that know me closest know how hard I've worked for this moment, and this is unbelievable. I know the people back home are watching. We're not done yet. Thank you, guys.
You have to love that. We're not done yet. And they're not done. So now getting into the 16, it's a date with Ghana on Saturday afternoon. The U.S. winning its first World Cup match in 8 years, finishing on top of the first round group for the first time since the original World Cup. You know how far back we have to go? 1930. So if we think of Ghana, and Tom Gully mentioned this if you happen to hear him at the beginning of the show, Ghana won the final match of the opening round against the Americans to knock them out of the tourney in Germany 4 years ago. So this will be a good matchup. It'll be a lot of fun, I believe, to watch. And I'm hooked. It's the USA thing. And everywhere I've gone, people were talking about it. People who could care less about soccer, who normally wouldn't even pay attention to sports, and they're preoccupied like all of us are with the oil spill and what's going to happen with financial reform and what's going to happen with cap and trade and a zillion other things that affect us in our everyday lives, meaning taxes and whether it's coming from the federal government or locally. But people are really focused on this team, which is very cool. It is a fun distraction. But the other thing that happened right during that match was for the shoe to drop. McChrystal's out and Petraeus is in. So another changing of the guard in Afghanistan. That's three if you count them three. Let's go to Stu in Kentucky. Hey, Stu, how are you?
Hey, Kate. First of all, the guy that was just talking, a little play there.
Uh-huh.
Watch the Hangover and listen to Fat Jesus giving his toast about the Wolf Pack. I swear they sound just alike.
I have to play them
excerpts together. They sound just alike.
I love it.
McChrystal was, I understand the president's point. He's got that, but I thought they weren't very happy with Petraeus. I thought they were calling David Petraeus. David Petraeus.
They were. They weren't happy with him at all, but now he has no choice because he has to pull the trigger somewhere. And Petraeus is the guy who orchestrated, you know this, the turnaround in Iraq, so that's where they're going.
In the surge, right.
Yeah.
I was kind of curious about that. You know, I was watching that thing, and I was like, you talk about McChrystal making his statements, and I understand it's military, it goes and your chain of command, but at the same time, you know, you had a commander in chief and other people high up that was calling David Petraeus saying he betrayed us.
Yeah, you know, but you know that old saying, what's good for the goose isn't necessarily good for the gander.
Oh, and absolutely.
And that's the problem. Hey, look, the frustration was bubbled over for sure. That's what happened with McChrystal, and he didn't really realize what he was getting into in his conversations or his aides. His aides especially, Stu, didn't realize it. So now Petraeus is there. And they had to go to Petraeus at this point. It'll be interesting to see what he tweaks. Stu, we're up against it. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, but Stu makes the point. They were calling him, just like Tomas said, Petraeus, and now all of a sudden they're friends. Interesting how things change in that administration, huh?